Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Exploits Discovery, traded on the CSE under the symbol NFLD and on the OTCQB under the symbol NFLDF. Now, it's been a while since we received an update on this company, and the company has gone through a little bit of a management change in the later part of the summer just this year. We are chatting with relatively new CEO, Jeff Swinoga, president and CEO, actually, of Exploits. Jeff joined back in the middle of September, just of this year, kind of in the middle of the work program that was ongoing in Newfoundland. For everyone that missed some of the early on interviews, Exploits is focused in Newfoundland. The company has numerous properties and, most importantly, the largest land package in Newfoundland. So, in a way, the company is working through all of these projects, developing targets and drilling off some of these targets. We've already received some drill results later on in the year here, but I know there is still a lot of core at the lab, just like a lot of other exploration companies. Jeff, since it is your first time on the show, I'd like you to highlight a little bit of your background in the resource sector. Please share with everybody some of your past successes, what you've done in the resource sector, please.
Great. Well, thanks, Corey. I'm really excited to be on the show, and thanks again for having me. And, you know, I'll probably do for an update, as you mentioned, so I'm really pleased on the timing as well. My background, I've been in mining for about 25 years now. I kind of started off back in 98 with joining Barrick Gold, and, you know, everyone was saying, why would you join a gold company when everything's going virtual? But it was a really good decision. You know, I got to go work on some project financing in Africa as well as Argentina. I really was great for about 7 years at Barrick. Then I moved on to be the CFO of Hudbay Minerals. And that's when, you know, zinc and copper took off, and Hudbay grew to about a $3 billion market cap. It was the second best performing stock on the TSX. So very pleased about that. I moved on to join North American Palladium. I was the CFO there. And of course, palladium was below $200 an ounce. And then, of course, palladium jumped. It went over $800 and was a great situation. We actually expanded that mine. I was there for about 4 years. Then I went to Golden Star, worked on projects in Ghana. I went to Torex for about 4 years, working, you know, building the mine down in Mexico and helping doing the project financing. I was CEO of First Mining, and then I was sort of the national mining leader for EY for about 3 years. So that was great. And then I was just waiting for the right opportunity to come out and come back to mining, to be quite honest. And so this was when I talked to my wife about going to, you know, Newfoundland and the largest land position and Eric Sprott being a supporter as well as Newfound Gold and just meeting the local team. It was just a great situation for me to come out and get back to mining.
Jeff, before we get into some of the projects, let's talk about this real land rush that has come into Newfoundland. Throughout your history, you've worked in a number of different countries on a number of different projects. What's your assessment of this new land rush that came into Newfoundland just in the last about 2 years?
Well, it's pretty exciting because, as you mentioned, I've been to many different areas and jurisdictions and much challenging areas. When you look at it's almost early days with this gold rush. When you look at what happened with Newfound Gold and the great success they've had with the Queensway project and the Keats Zone, and how they've grown to over $1 billion in market cap, and it's really and the mines that are being built there. And I was just there last week, and it's just a great jurisdiction. You know, the time zone's not bad. They speak English. It's infrastructure is great. They're pro mining in the sense of they want to see development. Really happy. And even before I joined the company, I went to Gander and I met with the local team and really got assessed the area that we had. And it's just a really good opportunity and a really good jurisdiction.
Well, Jeff, bring everybody up to speed on the big year that the company had as far as all the exploration work that was done. Maybe just a recap of 2021.
Sure. Well, you know, we started drilling. Just stepping back a little bit, the company is only about a year and a bit old. So creating this the largest land position, as far as we know, package in Newfoundland was just started, about a year ago. And we've got, it's very strategic around newfound goals. Very happy about that. So what the company started doing was, doing assessments on where to drill, doing VTEM, working with GoalSpot. We started drilling in the summertime, and we're drilling a number of targets, and it's been going really well. In the sense, the only thing, as you mentioned, was sort of the assays. They're trickling in now, which is great. We released our first six holes over at Quinlan, but it's been very good. I mean, the alignment that we have with our team, you know, we've got a great technical advisory committee with David Groves. We've got GoalSpot working with the AI and data analytics, and we've got our local team with all that local knowledge, pairing that together with all the other two. I mean, as we triangulate and get really sharp is what makes sense in terms of our targets. So far, we've drilled over 13,000 meters. We've done over 50 holes. We've drilled Schooner South and Schooner North and Jonathan's Pond and Quinlan. And we're now drilling Little Joanna, which is also very exciting. And no, it's good. It's going really well.
So, Jeff, just as a summary then, I guess, for the work from this year, it really was just about getting a few holes into a lot of these targets to see what is underground there for follow-up work. Is that fair to summarize the strategy of this year?
Yeah, it's as I mentioned, it's early days. When you have a land package that we have, it's really great to get started, getting organized and drilling and getting the assays back. As I mentioned, they're trickling in. So it's the VTEM work is being analyzed, and it's been a really good starter year, if you want to call it. And as we continue to execute on our exploration plan, I like to call it exploration excellence, because we're going to gain a lot of information with these assays on the targets we've drilled. But we've got new targets, too, that we're going to be drilling next year. And all up north, the Appleton North Project, Deuter, Titan, then we're going to go south probably, or maybe we'll go south first with True Grit. It was all every one of these targets has some really good grab samples with some fairly good gold content. So it's sort of a blessing of riches, if you want to call it, when you think about how we balance. Do we go back to the old targets and as we kind of put our analysis together and look for trends, or do we start drilling some of the new targets, or do we put a second drill on? So the key thing here is that we're well cashed up. We've got over $14 million of cash and some small investments. So we're really well positioned for the new year and to execute on our exploration plan.
Yeah, Jeff. Well, it's pretty exciting that you have a wealth of targets in the north and the south, and even the existing ones you've been drilling. Maybe you could walk investors through of why you're excited about some of those targets in the north, for example, the Appleton North, the Deuter, the Titan. What makes you excited about those? Or if you want to cover the ones in the south, what are some of the indicators you're looking at that give you confidence in the drill targets?
Well, if I look at, just focusing on Little Joanna for a little bit, we're drilling now. We're a big fan of David Groves' research, and they talk about inflection points and lithology and all the key ingredients for a successful gold discovery. So when we look at what Newfound had with Keats and some of the inflection points and angles and how the rock got twisted and turned and wrenched and gold got precipitated and deposited into these areas, Little Joanna looks exciting from that perspective too, when you have these two cross faults coming together. And the rock block being kind of moved in a certain way that could actually have gold. And we've got some very good grab samples on surface and some quartz outcropping. So Little Joanna looks very, very promising. And then when we look at the north, we've got about almost 20 kilometers on the Appleton Fault. So I've been going to our office or Gander area for about probably every month ago for about a week and walked the property. So now the north looks promising. Deuter has a sort of same sort of angles and potential that Little Joanna has as well. So we're kind of excited about Deuter. And then we've got Titan. And so all of those are along those Appleton fault areas where, the gold's not really, it's in the secondary tertiary structures, right, that we're looking for. And then in the south, True Grit is got some great grab samples as well down there and some minor drilling. So we're kind of wondering, do we regionally go north first or do we go south? And as we get back some of the results, as we learn more about, Quinlan, for example, and as well as Jonathan's Pond and Schooner, some of the assays coming through, and the sort of the geology there, that may dictate how we're moving. But I think we're definitely going to drill the north and south next year from what we're seeing.
Yeah, Jeff, it sounds like you may want to go with those two rigs and then have them both working at the same time. But it'll be interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting to follow along. You mentioned David Gross there. It may be nice if you unpacked who David is and his background and pedigree for investors that may not be familiar with him. He's very familiar in the geological circles. But for just folks that are new to the story, walk us through David's background.
Yeah, so when I first joined, I was just, as you go through and look at what resources the company has and sort of the intellectual knowledge, I mean, I was so impressed with David Groves. You know, he's an older gentleman that he's trained some of the world-class geologists. He's written 500 research papers, extremely well-regarded. And so I've been spending a lot of time personally with him, to be quite honest, and he's done presentations for our team. He's been working with Goldspot as well. So the great thing I like about David is that he's got that tried and true macro perspective, as well as, guiding some teams and how do you create exploration success and exploration excellence. So when you pair up kind of a great guy like David Groves with all that senior experience, and then you work with a group like Goldspot who have all that new technology and as I mentioned, the data analytics and AI, and you're pairing those two together, and then you bring in the local team, right? Which we've got some great people on staff that have know the area like the back of their hand, and they're all local, right? They're all from St. John's or the surrounding areas of Gander. So very pleased to have an all-local team. So you pair that with David Groves and Goldspot, I mean, and when you triangulate all that information and create that alignment as to, okay, where do we move next? It's just pretty exciting to be in the room. To listen to all that and to sort of understand where the next opportunity is. So that's, we're kind of flooded with a lot of great information, to be quite honest. It's great.
So let's look ahead to next year then, Jeff. What are some of the plans for next year after, I guess, the fact when you get back all of the results from this year? Or can you even wait for all those results before you're going to get on the ground?
Yeah, so in terms of next year, we're probably going to focus on the as the assays are trickling, as you mentioned, really get, as I mentioned, the groups that, with the David Groves, Goldspot, local team, sitting down, going through all of that work. We're going to focus on a lot more field work as well to make sure that we're well advanced in visiting the properties before we drill them. And so the key is understanding. And again, I'm after Little Joanna. It's going to be interesting. I think we're going to probably go to either Appleton North or go to True Grit and tackle those two. And maybe it's Deuter. So, but as those assays come in and as we triangulate all that work, that's going to be the plan. And we're really trying to create a systematic approach for exploration and exploration success. So it's making sure that we have all the available information, all the best minds that we have focused on the data, and using that to guide where our drilling program moves. So that's going to be extremely important, Corey.
Well, Jeff, do you have a rough idea of about how many meters you will be drilling next year? I know you're still working on getting that plan together, but is there a rough guideline for what you're shooting for?
Yeah, well, I'd probably be something similar to this year. We're, as I mentioned, doing the assessment work in January. So we'll probably come out and announce sort of our 2022 game plan. And that's going to, we'll talk about meters, we'll talk about targets. And so January, I just feel like we're really well positioned going into next year with having the support that we have of Eric Sprott and Newfound and others. And as we're building great relationships, I was just at the local university and the amount of knowledge that the professors have of that whole area, we're going to be tapping into that hopefully as well. And also partnering with some ideas. Like there are some thoughts where we can maybe partner on some studies. Maybe we partner with other mining companies, other exploration companies as well, because as we sort of unlock the area, I'm very big on sharing information because I'm very confident once we've unlocked certain areas and get the better at the fingerprints of where the gold, the orogenic gold has been deposited, With our land position, I'm very confident it's going to be on our land somewhere. So I think next year is going to be extremely important, very exciting. We're well positioned, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, Jeff, sounds like there's still going to be a lot of work going next year, but we still have those assays waiting at the lab to be processed. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Exploits. We are going to follow along as we get some more news, especially on drill results and a bit more defined plans for next year. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on at Exploits or any of the projects held by the company, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. Jeff, great having you on the show. Nice introduction, and thanks for the update on Exploits.
Great. Well, thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.